My name is Brenda, and I'm a patient partner on this research project. And my story begins with driving down the highway, noticing all these fruit flies in my vehicle, and I realized they wouldn't go away. I went to see the optometrist. It turns out I've had an occlusion in my left eye, and that requires me to go to the city every 6 to 8 weeks to get an injection in my left eye. And when I go to the eye care center, I noticed that there's a signage there, a sign that says stop 8 different ways. It is brightly bolded in red. There's a red tape on the floor. There's a buzzer that rings, it's your turn. And the people who come to the eye care center are often frail, elderly, older individuals who have challenges with mobility, with vision, with hearing, and sometimes even cognition. I found this sign to be very offensive. I decided to do something about the sign. I asked to speak to the manager, and when I did speak to the manager, she said immediately, "No, we're not changing the sign. We need it for patient flow." I was devastated. I felt, wow, what a negative reaction to a simple little request. So then I decided to do the next thing, and that was to file a complaint or ask for an investigation of an incident. So I filled out the incident report. I didn't hear anything back for probably 3 months. No, none of those requests were accepted. And so then the next thing she said to me was, "Brenda, this is all on you. You're the one who is in the wrong here. You should not have reached out to that manager. You should not have asked her to make changes. And this is all your fault." I couldn't breathe. I went outside, I went out to my car, and I cried because I thought, in a very respectful manner, I had reached out to the system to ask for help in changing a very offensive sign. And the sign was not changed. So fast forward a couple of months, I'm in another meeting at the health authority, and there happens to be the executive director at the table. And we're going around the table talking about our story about harm. So what I did was I started to cry. 3 days later, when I went back to the hospital for my needle, the sign had been changed, not because of what I did, but because how that doctor, that executive leader, had made a phone call, went down to the unit, asked to have the sign removed, and the sign was removed. So in all of this is not so much about the sign, but it's about the emotional feelings that I have around having made the incident report in the first place and how I was treated. So now it's always with, am I safe? Am I going to be okay? What's going to happen to me here now? And I have no place else to go.